Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello. This is Pimpin. Talk to the twins. Yes, and tonight is the night for love
and relationship.
We love talking about that because we're good at it. Yeah, we're passionate about it.
Oh, hello.
And then she said passion with a little too much passion. So, you know, a little passion got on my lip. But that's okay. I still love you. We have the same DNA. But anyway, on our Love and Relationship show tonight, we're just going to be just talking off the top of our heads. We're going to be talking about some good stuff that, you know, no particular rhyme, reason, or order, but we're talking about love. And this is your co-host to the butterfly. This is Angel Lee. Y'all want me to do it again?
No, please don't.
Well, I'm trying something different.
Yes, I say that.
And I am butterfly.
Woo, that's it.
Pretty Wing is in the house. Let's hear Pretty Wing.
Pretty Wing.
Oh. That's Pretty Wing for yeah.
Yes.
Woo. Tonight's show, Love and Relationship. We hope that y'all tuned in. We want to give a shout out to Kathy Harrison for sharing our show.
Thank you, Kathy. We love you, girl.
Yes, yes, yes. And anybody that wants to share it can feel free to do so.
Yes.
If you want to call in, you can call in at 714-333-3314, and we will be glad to talk to you. But on our show, we want to talk about dating and how dating has become so rare.
Yes,
yes.
People skip the dating.
Yeah, they straight to the whatever. Friends with benefits. What you think?
Yes.
And you know, I personally, I'm an old fashioned kind of girl.
Right.
And I would like to see more dating out there.
Courtship.
I mean, where were you raised? Can you date a woman and take her out on a nice dinner or to a movie or, you know, I'm not talking about on your couch and Netflix tonight. I'm talking about a nice dinner, and I'm not talking about Ruby Tuesday.
Oh, I think we're too nasty. We could be taking
with the other two.
Yeah.
When?
Pretty Wing,
not listening. Pretty Wing in another world. But, well, I did not know that. But, you know,
yeah,
she, that's like the old
girl.
I haven't been out. So, but I'm not talking, okay, well, let's say I would rather go to Olive Garden as opposed to
any other place.
Yeah, like McDonald's. You know, take me somewhere nice.
We have a good day at McDonald's,
depending on what you like. Somebody might want a salad
or a filet fish
or a chicken wrap.
Ooh.
Oh. Pretty Wing said, you want to go to 925?
Yeah.
All right. Or STK.
Take me there. Or take me to Oceanairs.
Yes. I mean, if you're going to date someone, I myself would say.
A first date.
Someone. Yeah, impress them. I mean, you can hit McDonald's up like if you really want to go on a picnic or something like that. That's fine. But, you know, on a first date, it would be nice to go somewhere with elegance and where you can sit and.
And that's benchmark.
Oh, yeah. Oh, call them out. And then, you know, you can sit and actually have a conversation. And then in a dating situation, a conversation would be nice to be started as not what you do for a living.
Right.
Get to know the person. You know, find out what color they may like. Or, you know, it's really simple. It don't take much. Or, you know, find something that you like in common. What type of movies does your, you know, your partner or who you're out with, what do they like? What kind of movie? Me, personally, I like comedy. You know, comedy movies and love and romance movies. I guess that's because I'm a girl. But I do love my action movies because the Avengers and Thor and all those good movies. Now, that's the girl's next best thing.
Yeah. Or take her to a movie that she'll jump in your lap.
I don't like that because I'll be behind you. Hiding behind the back room. But some girls like that. Some ladies like that. So, you know, that's why it's good to get to know that person. You don't want to take them to a scary movie. They hate the date. The date turns out bad, and then you miss out on a good thing. Because when you find their wife, you find a good thing. So we don't want you to miss out on your good thing by taking them to a scary movie if they do not like scary movies. Me, personally, I'd be like, you crazy. Gotta go. I'll be calling the Uber. But gotta pick me up. Oh, I gotta run. Something just came up.
Uber, meet me on the phone.
Yeah, meet me on the phone. I just dialed you. But truly, it takes, I think dating takes practice, too.
When you have
okay. She said people need to get to practice. I understand that because lately I've seen dates where people are just, like I said, on the couch, Netflix, or wanting you to meet them at the park. Lazy date.
Oh, I like that.
A lazy date. Lazy date. Got a lazy date out there. Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of that going on. And then, too, as far as standards, ladies, you have to keep your standards up higher than you, and he has to meet you there because if you accept such a low standard of dating,
they
will test you. I already see it in my boys at a young age. They know, they get familiar with how a woman thinks or feels and how they can get away with this, that, and the other. And I said, oh, they start young. They know what they're doing, you know. So those skills are, you know, they're learned early on. So we got to get up to date, ladies. We got to get on it. So, yes, we're talking about dating. And how it's fundamental and it's necessary, it's needed. And even when you're dating, let's say if you're married, you should date. You should date your wife. Wives, you should flirt with your husband. And that's a good thing, you know, flirting, laughing, enjoying each other's company, getting to know each other even all over again. Sometimes you grow so much once you've been in a relationship so long that you need to try to reestablish getting to know each other on a more intimate level other than just the business. I think that's a good one.
Get to know
me, honey, before you take me out. Because sometimes, you know, your wife, you know, like now, being married, I would like some things like, oh, I need this new blender. But when I was dating, I needed a new fur coat. You know, it's different. It changes. You know, dating changes, upgrades and different things, but they change. So you have to actually sit down and communicate. Communication is such a key word in this topic tonight on dating. Now, let's bring up the old flame. If you were in a relationship with someone that was, maybe it was a great relationship, but you went your separate ways for whatever reason. Maybe they moved to a new city, and then you didn't want to do long-distance dating. So if that person comes back, What do you do? I tell you what I do. I try to restore that thing up.
It depends
on how they leave, and it depends on where you are at in today's relationship status or with yourself.
Yes. And you know, our show is all about inspiration and uplifting and helping one another and encouraging people, relationships, friends, family, different things of that nature. Helping you to reignite your passion.
Yes. And today's episode, of course, every Tuesday we do love and relationships. Yes, and we love it. And so, but right now we want to hear a little music. And we want to hear some happy music.
Yes.
So we are going to go to one of our favorite songs, Praise the Lord. And it's by R. Kelly. It's Happy People, because we want you to be some happy people.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the Steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, the record on. Our favorite crew, we stand. questions you have had, my friend. Happy people. Oh, the world. Oh, yeah. I believe that happy people.
Out there with attitude.
because this album, we gonna change things with this album, baby.
Come on, baby.
Because I know in my heart that it's way more people out there loving than it is hating. Well, this is what we're going to do. I want all of the people out there with love in their heart that's positive, that feels real good about themselves, love themselves. I want y'all to repeat after me and make those few haters that tag along. All right? Y'all ready? Come on. One, two, three. Now, first of all, love God.
Love God. Yeah.
Love myself.
Love yourself.
Love one another.
Love one another.
No matter what the color.
No matter what the color.
Respect that woman.
Respect that woman.
Respect that man.
Respect that man.
You see a person down.
See a person down.
Then give them a hand.
Then give them a hand.
Hit the health club.
Hit the health club.
Every now and then.
Every now and then.
Put a smile on your face.
Put a smile on your face.
And make a friend.
And make a twin friend.
Stop that hate.
Stop that hate.
And negativity.
And negativity.
Love your neighbor.
Love your neighbor.
Feel the power of that peace.
Feel the power of that peace.
You're going through something.
You're going through something.
Don't take it out on me.
Don't take it out on us.
That God to fix it.
God to fix it.
Now
yeah.
Be happy.
Now be happy.
Happy people, baby.
Happy.
Experience it.
So we're going to go to Pretty Wing, and we're going to ask her a quick question about dating. So Pretty Wing, tell us, what advice would you give since you've been in for the long haul?
I can't tell you very much about dating since I've been married so very long. Mm-hmm. But I do enjoy a great meal, a great conversation,
yes.
A little red wine, don't hurt a thing, and just respect and kindness and, you know, pay, especially attention to one another, you know, just like you're the only two in the room, you know, get cozy, nice chandelier, candlelit table.
You can't have that. I'm sorry. And they do say I'm long-winded, so I'm going to cut it right there.
Oh, we never heard that about you. Not going to talk to the twins, so.
But, wow, she gave some good advice. That just sums up everything right there. She went all around. This has been a fabulous show. So, now we want to entertain you again. We have some music from Mr. Stan Hill. Which one are we going to play, Dreaming or I Could Be Wrong?
I could be wrong.
Yes, that's what I thought. You could be right. I'll be right.
Pick up and walk out the door. It doesn't faze me that she won't even return my call. I guess she don't love me, cause if she did, she would've held me down, 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 down. And it doesn't really matter if she trusts me. She don't even care if she believes anything I say. Maybe it's better if we end it this way. So I think I better fall.
You are listening to the Twins
on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, shout out to Sam Hill for that beautiful song, I Could Be Wrong. Yes. On PNP Talk to the Twins show, we want to remind all our listeners out there to continue to tune in. We're going to give you something inspirational every time we speak. That's what we do. That's what we do. And also, don't forget, we're on Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget, tell a friend, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your next-door neighbor. We want you to tune in to Talk to the Twins. If you have a show idea, no, not a show idea, but if you have a show, you need to be on the show, give us a call, or you can hit us up at twicetwins@gmail.com, and that's twicetwins@gmail.com. And we will contact you. One of our team members will contact you shortly.
Yes, or you can go to our website, www.talktothetwins.weebly, that's Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y.com, and you can register to be on our show, or you can email us to be on our show. We have a great show coming up on Thursday.
Yes.
We have the artist Poetic Swan. Of course, we will reignite your passion in you, and we have our entertainment coming. We really enjoy what we do. We're excited about this year. Things are so awesome. And make sure you tune in to Steve Harvey, because we were invited to be on the twin segment, and we're just so excited. So
we can't wait to see us.
Yes, we can't wait to see ourselves. Hold my eyelashes, one quicker, but I feel they were. But anyway, thank you. But we thank you for tuning in to PNP Talk to the Twins. And remember, date, and date someone you like.
And keep them
standards high. Keep your high heels high, lady, and your standards even higher. Woo!
Amen. Praise
them.
And be happy, and we thank you all for tuning in to PNP Talk to the Twins once again. We're out.
Let's go out with Dreaming.
Ooh, Dreaming. Stand Hill.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.